In today's discussion, we're shedding light on a case that seems like it's from a suspense novel, yet it is a real and deeply troubling situation happening in our world. It's important to approach this topic with sensitivity, as the case we're about to explore involves serious violations of personal autonomy and safety, including sexual violence and illegal captivity. We're delving into the Luoyang sex slave case, a shocking instance of human rights violation, so viewer discretion is advised. Let's get right into the case. In 2011, China was rocked by a horrifying case. Someone had been kidnapping women and forcing them into sexual acts in a dungeon. The secret dungeon was discovered after one of the women fled from the forced prostitution and reported the situation to the police. The shocking story was known to the public after a journalist, Ji Xuguang, from the Southern Metropolis Daily, who reported a man holding six women captive in a dungeon for nearly 2 years. But what's almost as shocking is what happened to the journalist who brought this crime to light more than 2 weeks after the suspect was caught. Security agents took him in, accusing him of leaking state secrets. Ji wrote an article. He said the authorities were trying to keep everyone from knowing about this awful crime, which happened really close to the city's main police office. Ji found out about this case while he was in Luoyang, looking into the murder of a local TV reporter. In his new article, he mentioned that the officials who questioned him called the case a state secret. He figured out later that they were worried about Luoyang's image. The city was trying to win a title as a civilized city in a national contest, and they thought this news might ruin their chances. Let's take a closer look into what happened and who was behind this horrifying case. The culprit was a man named Li Hao. However, finding details about him is not easy. What's known is he was married with a young son. Li Hao seemed like an average guy, working as a firefighter in the Luoyang City Fire Bureau and a clerk in the tech bureau in Henan. In a shocking turn, Li Hao transformed from an ordinary man into a monster. In August 2009, he bought a residential compound in Xigong District and built a dungeon in the basement. This dungeon, located 4 meters underground, had 2 bedrooms and a self-constructed cellar. But he didn't stop there. He dug a tunnel to connect it to the main dungeon, with a 60-centimeter wide tunnel just big enough for crawling. Impressively, he did all this alone, installing 7 metal doors to prevent escape. But why? Li's motive was to profit from internet pornography. How he came up with this idea is unclear. He told his wife he was working night shifts as a security guard, keeping his activities hidden. Spending about 2 weeks each month in his dungeon, Li was mostly away from home. And his hunting began in 2009. Li targeted hair salons, karaoke bars, nightclubs, and massage parlors. His method was simple: offer to pay for sex, then abduct and imprison them. Most victims were karaoke bar workers, struggling to make ends meet. Here, we'll use surnames for the victims. Li picked up 2 victims involved in prostitution, Zhang and 18-year-old Duan, in October and December of 2009. They were tricked and forced into the basement. Li used violence and intimidation to control them. But Li didn't stop at 2. In December 2010, he tricked 19-year-old sex worker Jiang. In 2011, he deceived 20-year-old Zhang and 16-year-old Cai. His final victim was 23-year-old Ma, a family planning supply seller, not a prostitute. So the two of them had the last name Zhang, others were Duan, Jiang, Cai, and Ma. The youth and vulnerability of these girls and women are heart-wrenching. Li was ready to exploit and torture these women for profit. He equipped his dungeon with a computer and a video camera for broadband access. Shockingly, he didn't use the dark web, but distributed the forest pornographic content on Tencent QQ, a popular platform. Li Hao charged viewers 50 yuan for 30 minutes and 100 yuan for 50 minutes to watch his appalling shows. And despite the repulsive nature of these shows, he made thousands of yuan from viewers, which is just beyond words. The experiences of the girls during their captivity were horrendous. Li forced them to perform in pornographic shows, sometimes involving violent acts. He also made them strip for viewers who paid to watch. When viewer numbers dropped, he sent the girls out to solicit men for money. Besides all this exploitation, Li repeatedly sexually assaulted the women himself, resulting in one, Zhang, becoming pregnant. Li took extreme measures to prevent escape. He starved the women, feeding them only once every 2 days to sap their energy. Oddly, he later gave them computers without internet access for entertainment. It's shocking to note that the women had to eat and defecate in the same rooms, completely cut off from basic daily necessities. Their only chance to leave the dungeon was when Li forced them into prostitution, but fear or possible Stockholm syndrome might have prevented them from escaping. Yes, Stockholm syndrome, the psychological phenomenon where hostages develop a bond with their captors. While I'm not convinced that the victims experienced this, reports indicate it's a possibility. Some captives began competing for Li's attention, even fighting among themselves. This behavior could be explained by the extreme circumstances and the theory that emotional bonds can form between captors and prisoners in prolonged close proximity. Despite the possibility of Stockholm syndrome, the victims still harbored desires to escape. In a critical moment, one captive, Zhang, saw an opportunity when Li Hao was distracted, working on the tunnel. She seized this chance in a desperate bid for freedom, attacking Li from behind. It's unclear if she used a weapon, but her attempt to incapacitate him failed, and he quickly subdued her. Enraged by Zhang's escape attempt, Li physically attacked her, dragged her back to her dungeon, and chained her to her bed. Despite her struggles to break free, Li found her too troublesome and turned to another captive, Duan. He persuaded Duan to kill Zhang. Some reports suggest Li promised Duan freedom, while others say she agreed because of prior conflicts with Zhang. In a horrific display before the other captives, Li and Duan beat Zhang as a warning. Then Duan strangled Zhang to death with her own hands. After her murder, Li buried her body under the floor where the women slept as a terrifying reminder of their fate. But this wasn't the only murder Li planned. In May 2011, he learned that another captive, Cai, was ill with a gynecological disease and unable to perform in his obscene videos. Viewing her as useless, Li decided to kill her. He discussed his plans with Duan, Jiang, and the remaining Zhang, exploiting their previous conflicts with Cai to gain their complicity in his murderous scheme. The torture of Cai by the other captives was shockingly brutal. They starved her, denying her any food or drink. In desperation, she was forced to consume her own urine and feces. Beyond starvation, Cai was repeatedly beaten over several days, ultimately leading to her death at the end of July 2011. Her body was buried in a makeshift grave and concealed with concrete. This horrifying turn of events heightened the tension among the captives. Knowing they could be killed at Li Hao's whim, they felt pressure to gain his favor and watch their backs to avoid a similar fate. But this cycle of abuse couldn't continue indefinitely. One of them had had enough. On the evening of September 2, 2011, Li sent Duan, Ma, and Zhang to engage in prostitution near a hotel and a lottery shop. The night proceeded as usual, but Ma, fed up with a horrific life, seized her chance. In the early hours, she went to the police for help. Initially skeptical, the police became convinced after Ma offered to show them the location of the dungeon. Upon investigating Lee's property, they discovered the dungeon and freed Jiang, who was alone at the time. With Ma's guidance, they later rescued Duan and Zhang. Meanwhile, Li Hao sensed trouble and fled. He kept a low profile, even seeking financial help from his sister, Li Yuan, for his escape. It's unclear if his sister knew about his crimes, but she assisted him anyway. Fortunately, the police tracked down Li before he could leave Luoyang. They apprehended him on September 6, 2011. Initially, the media remained quiet, but soon the story spread globally. People were shocked that such atrocities had been committed and broadcasted on a public website, and the police had seemingly been unable to intervene. The interrogation and trial of Li Hao were swift, given the overwhelming evidence and his own confession. The Intermediate People's Court in Luoyang found him guilty of multiple charges, including rape, murder, prostitution, illegal pornography, and illegal detention. He was sentenced to death on November 30th, 2012, a decision later upheld by the Supreme People's Court. Additionally, he was fined 10,000 yuan, which is about $1,400, and stripped of his political rights. Li Hao remained on death row for about 2 years until his execution on January 21st, 2014. But what about the captives who were coerced into murdering the two other girls? A lawyer named Zhang Yan took up their case, advocating for lighter sentences. She argued that these women, already marginalized by their work background, were manipulated by Li Hao and deserved justice beyond the label of cold murderers. Ultimately, Duan, Jiang, and Zhang, charged with murder, received lenient sentences due to their dire circumstances and the threat to their own lives. Duan was sentenced to 3 years in prison, while Jiang and Zhang received probationary sentences. After the case went viral, the director of the Luoyang Public Security Bureau admitted regret over their poor response. He acknowledged that community patrols were ineffective and the police lost their sense of duty due to the delay in catching the kidnapper. To show remorse, 4 officers were suspended for their failures. This tragedy is a call to action for stricter monitoring and regulation of internet content, especially in areas susceptible to exploitation, like the adult entertainment industry. There is an urgent need for vigilance, both in our communities and online spaces, to protect the most vulnerable among us. Let's wish for peace for all who have passed away, and hope that the survivors can now lead a normal life. That's all for today, and thanks for watching.